is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.
Well.
Charlie!
Look what the cat dragged in.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you both?
Yeah, good. Yeah, good weekend? Good.
Yeah, really good weekend. Bit of a busy one, actually.
Yeah, I heard you were at Garage Project on Friday.
Dropped into Garage Project, yeah, to support the cause, which was real cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, real fun. Had a
we
bit of a
dance. We seemed to miss each other. You went early, I went late. We covered the bases, but we were ships in the night.
Ships in the night, for sure.
Yeah, but then you can have a full, like, download of the whole night.
Yes.
It's fine.
So
it's
true. Great. So true. This morning, we're talking all things coffee. And you're getting a little bit sciencey on us.
All things coffee, yeah, and I wanted to kind of touch on water. Water and coffee is kind of important.
We've already had texts about this.
Really?
People are quite passionate about their water quality around here.
Well, it's really cool. I mean, we've been kind of talking about making the perfect brew and extraction, kind of weighing your coffee, what temperature to use, how that all affects it. And the water you use is also really important. So if you kind of nailing those other steps and you really want to kind of make the perfect brew, then the water you use is kind of the way to do it.
Okay. So, like, should people be filtering their water at home to make a more delicious coffee?
Okay, so basically water, there's two things in water which really affects the brew.
Yeah.
There's the total alkalinity.
Whoa.
And the total hardness.
Okay.
So yeah, there's hard and soft water, right?
Hard and soft water is the more common one.
Pull yourself together, Ellie. This is a family show.
But, I mean, how much, like, to what degree can you control how hard or soft your water is?
So I guess we're going to jump right in, but we talked recently about the brewing championships.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they will make their own water. So they will distilled water.
Wow.
And they will add magnesium and calcium, and they'll make it the kind of perfect amount of hardness and alkalinity for that exact coffee.
Wait, wow. But just for filter though, right? Like, they're not doing that for espresso.
So every espresso machine in Auckland will have a filter on it.
Okay, right. Okay.
Which will filter the water, and depending on the hardness and the alkalinity of the water on site, it will either add or remove stuff.
Wow.
You're joking.
Yeah, depending on how technical you want to get. Mm-hmm. It's obviously a bit of an investment, but the cafes that are really diligent and really care, they will have their water tested, and then they'll install a filter which will, either add or take away stuff to give it the perfect flavor. It's also really good for the equipment. If the water's really hard, that's when you get kind of lime scale.
Yeah, right.
So you get magnesium and calcium kind of deposits in the piping, and that's really bad for the equipment.
Yeah.
The thing with the alkalinity is that's how easily the pH of the water can be changed.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if it's really high alkalinity and you're making a coffee, the tasty stuff from the coffee, which is kind of acids and stuff, it just doesn't kind of come through in the water. The alkalinity kind of binds to it, the pH doesn't change, and you get a very kind of dull cup.
Yeah, right.
It's not so bad here, actually. I mean, Auckland's super lucky, the water's pretty soft and the alkalinity is pretty low.
Auckland,
but it's
the win.
Still, it depends from place to place. If you've got a lot of construction nearby, it will bump up the hardness of the water because there'll be kind of more minerals and stuff going through. And
Question about coffee machines that have water filters in them.
Yeah.
Does that apply to some home machines as well? Like, if you're going on the bougier end of the scale, Rocket sort of vibe, will they have built-in filters and stuff?
No. So none of them have built-in filters, really.
Okay,
we
right.
add the filters on.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you are making coffee at home, I would at least buy like a Brita filter jug.
Yeah.
And then use that water for the machine. That'll stop any kind of lime scale buildup. Mm-hmm. It's also really good for the flavor.
And same for if you're just making filter or whatever, like your water first and then...
If you're making a filter at home, then the first step would be kind of get a good filter. Don't use the tap water. You can get it tested if you like. You can buy little testing kits online if you really want to know how hard your water
is. I'm just curious now.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
I'm so one of those people who can't taste the difference between any water, though.
Well.
Oh, is this going to be the test? Oh,
are we
What a segue.
Charlie's always got a challenge for us at 8:30 on a Monday morning.
It wouldn't be the same if we weren't drinking coffee, I don't think. So.
Yeah, okay.
So these two coffees, one's been made with tap water, one with filtered water.
Oh.
Okay. Are we drinking the Kenyan?
Yeah, this is the Kenya as well.
Cool.
I'm nervous.
I'm not going to be able to taste it. I've sort of given up on any of my tasting abilities. But I'm just here for the free coffee, really.
Oh, I got this cute little
8:30 mug.
8:30, like, little cup.
Are we doing a... What are we doing? Are we
gonna... I would try this one first.
Okay.
Bright. It's bright.
Tastes good.
Really good.
I feel like I'm not going to be able to say anything.
Bearing in mind, I haven't had a coffee today.
Have you not had a coffee yet?
No.
Jeez.
Just been going on.
Okay, wait, I'm
going to
have another sip of the other one.
Okay.
Okay.
That one's more dull.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got one bright, one dull.
I actually fully agree with you there. I think there's way more fruitiness shining through in the first one.
Yeah, in the first cup.
Yeah.
Is that filtered?
Yeah.
Water?
Oh! Nice. If we can do it, you can too, listeners.
Super tasters in the building.
Yeah, so the water at the roastery must have like a slightly high alkalinity.
Okay.
And those, the acidity and the brightness and stuff is kind of not coming through.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
That's interesting. I actually didn't think it would taste that different.
Yeah.
I'm sort of surprised.
Yeah, even when I was doing them this morning, I was like, I don't know how different these are going to taste, because we never use the tap water at the roastery for brewing.
Wow. I only ever use tap water at home. Maybe I should be filtering.
Get a brother.
Yeah, it is good.
It's good to have one, because like 98% of the drink is water.
Mm.
And there is a lot of chlorine and stuff in the water here, which kind of doesn't taste great. So.
Okay, so question. If we're talking about how like the liquid that you're adding to coffee is going to change the... taste and like not let certain parts of the coffee cut through or whatever. Mm. What happens when you're adding milk? Because obviously there's like water in that and you can't control things like the pH as much there.
For sure.
So is this just
black coffee really?
Yeah.
I mean, the espresso is going to taste better in your flat white if it's been filtered.
Okay.
And that's going to help cut through the milk.
Mm.
But it would be so much harder to taste if we were doing a taste test, just because milk is like so sweet, there's so much flavor kind of in it. Yes. Same with oat milk as well, and soys, they're very like strong tasting in themselves. So espresso is kind of designed to complement those milks a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But if you tasted it without, you'd be able to tell. But with the milk, like if we did this with two flat whites, it would be
kind impossible.
Pretty tough, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's for the next level of our super
maybe we'll do that
test.
Next week.
Hope not.
This has been really fascinating. I've been surprised by how much of a difference it's made.
You know what, though? This Kenya is delicious.
It's so good.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's the same Kenya we've had on for a little while. We're just still trying to push it at the moment. Really great coffee, really awesome for brewing filter with. Very kind of light and kind of tea-like, but lots of fruit and acidity and... Yeah, super good for brewing at home. Kenya's kind of, I was actually doing some kind of reading on it, and it's something that I'd heard before. And all coffee kind of comes from Ethiopia.
Everything comes from Ethiopia, man. Yeah. Humanity, music, coffee.
Yeah, all coffee kind of is from there. Mm. And it actually went through the Middle East, through Europe, over to Central America, and all the way back before it ever got to Kenya.
Mm.
Kenya was one of the latest countries to have it introduced. Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
It's crazy. Yeah. They border each other.
Wow, this is a really good cup. We're getting lots of fruit: red currant, red apple, and rambutan.
Yes, delicious.
Yeah,
and the AA means it's like creme de la creme, right?
Yeah, the AA is kind of the screen size that they do, so it's kind of the smallest beans, really.
Nice.
I've absolutely just demolished that. That was really good.
That's a good sign.
Okay, everyone, if you want to win a bag of the Kenyan Gichithani AA coffee, all you have to do is send us a text. Tuku pātui mārima toru iwarima. 5395 is the text line number. Anytime during breakfast hours this week, because we'll draw a winner on Friday at the end of the show, with your name, your B card number, and 830. 830 is one word with one T in the middle. If you can't wait to test out all of the different types of water that you could be brewing with at home, and you must get your grubby little mitts on some coffee right now, you can, of course, head to 830's website, 830.com, and use the code 95BFM to get 10% off your order of beans.
Too good. You've picked
some I've picked a track.
Music for us. This is exciting.
We listen to a song from the same country as our beans every day as part of This Is How We Brew It, and this week we're in Kenya. We've had Kenyan music before, but I thought we haven't had any Kenyan drill, which is quite a big thing, apparently. And these guys, Brooklyn Boys, seem to have like put it on the map, and this was one of their most popular ones that came out in 2021. It's called Nairobi, so we're going to listen to that, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty skunks.
I got the Charlie nod of approval before.
Yeah.
And he's from the UK, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good.
Drill connoisseur.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
I feel like I've learned a lot, and I'm quite surprised, actually, that it had that much of a difference.
And to our texter asking for hot tips for stovetop, you'll just have to keep tuning in.
We will. We are going to do the stovetop, but my camping stove is broken. So
I've got a camping stove.
Okay, well, maybe next week we can do the stovetop.
My people will talk to your people, and we'll see we'll make it happen.
You're in luck, listener.
Dear listener, we want to help you. Don't worry, it's coming. Yo. Tano nane. Kwa nini kesho? Si kesho. Tunatoka Nairobi mzima East bus mpaka CBD. Ndombo game visha drill 254 tunachafua scene. Sindo the trend NTV. Kwa hii game sima MVP. Na kaka kuna mzana bishana kamizi size za try ku resist. Tunatoka kwa Nairobi mzima East bus mpaka CBD. Ndombo game visha drill 254 tunachafua scene. Sindo the trend NTV. Kwa hii game sima MVP. Na kaka kuna mzana bishana kamizi size za try ku resist. Kwa wala ni recognize mini big boy uno. Cause this is bado unakangwa ata kome ivisha judo. Manambli tunawa round, nikatu nacheza ludo. Mbresho wako na slide DM, sina time ya makuro. Bro wangu alipurura stock, pia mika baki nime fitness plug. Hamariza na unaneza du juu, wamepiga maragi. Itabaki tutoke kwa ground, tuache kutwa ma local tags. Mahita kuendeni uko, sifanya kitu jia ma fans. Tukon top jia KCC, ma opsere mzima tunawaping. Kipa B au COD, but rural kwa hizi streets. We ready to risk a touchy bali, atuna pupa tu hang na fali. Wejua hii gang ni kali, napenda na mademo wa geti kali. Tuko strap na makori in case ama nambla jigasa na die smoke. Tuko strap na makori in case ama nambli wa jigasa na die smoke. Maziwa zetu ziko fresh ndenu uko na izo ndagizenu imbo. Uta survive aje kwa jungle man na hauta footy do. Tunatuko vena rupi mzima east bus mpaka CBD. Ndombo game visha drill 254 tunachafua scene. Sindo the trend NTV. Kwa hii game sima MVP. Na kaka kuna mzana bishana kamizi size za try ku resist. Tunatoka vena Nairobi mzima east west mpaka CBD. Ndombo game visha drill 254 tunachafua scene. Sindo the trend NTV. Kwa hii game sima MVP. Na kaka kuna mzana bishana kamizi size za try ku resist.
Makuno mevisha drill 254 sima number uno. Unaweza uliza number uno. Mina dai cash do wap adi my euros T-bop ki anon T man agagali o me. Kwa kichwa nina ma alphabet A B C D. Stay tuned kwa hii TV na team mina shut down CBD. Na marapa kwa week kwa streets am kudungwa BCG. Stay tuned kwa hii TV na team mina shut down CBD. Na marapa kwa week kwa streets am kudungwa BCG. Niko jo kwa scene mkono zinarushwa right and left. Kwa streets baby fala go hard catch in a BMX. B-boys tunaenda viral breaking news kwa CNN. Na ukileta ujinga kwa mbogi unapigwa X. My bro this life is crazy and welcome to the city of sex. Our say wamekarima knives kings for defense. Jugenyo kwanga safi usi tempt no offense. Na ukileta ujinga kwa mbogi unapigwa X.
It's to the dirty.
That was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.